This is a recording of the March 25, 2019 Audit and Finance Committee meeting at the Trubich Boardroom to convene at 4 p.m.
To order at 4:02. And the first thing that we're going to do is roll call. And I have with me from the committee Director Hollis and Director Chastain. And Director Reeves is on the phone. And then also we have Director Parks and Director Crawford. Okay. Can I get a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Then I would ask you to turn your attention to the minutes from December 10th. And at this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Give everybody just a second to get their iPads going. Mine is still fetching. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Hearing no discussion, I'll call the question. All those in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Great. And I do not see any members to be heard, persons to be heard. So we will move on to CEO reports. So at this point, what I'm going to do is ask if there are any questions on A, B, and C, and we'll handle those kind of in a question basis, and then we'll take on the 2018 year in financial information with the report. So any questions on the capital tracking report? Okay, I will just report out that I got additional information on a couple items. The second project listed will be moved to 2020 because of other projects that need to take precedence over earthquake damage, in case you were wondering why that project got moved. And then the conversation around the increase in cost on the operating the first project under operating efficiency, we've talked before about why we have had to do that maneuver. So I'm assuming there are no questions. And we can move on to item B. Any questions under operating budget status report? Pretty simple. All right. Any questions under item C, fourth quarter contract status report? Questions on our contracts?
I have one question.
Director Hollis?
I am curious on the, I did not print this out, but on the spreadsheet that I'm looking at, what are the headings on the two far right columns, the dollar amounts?
That's a great question. One that none of the board members have the answers to.
I think one is at the office.
The two far right columns, the second one from the end is annual bid or contract amount. A contract amount will pertain when it's for multiple years. And then the far right column is the paid amount.
And I have a question. I would just wonder which of these several legal firms is helping us on Eklutna.
Director Reeves, can you repeat that question? It came across a little garbled.
Oh, sorry. I just wondered which of the legal firms is helping us with ICLUTNA.
ICLUTNA in terms of Hydro Consulting?
I think it should be, is it Wilson's?
No. ICLUTNA in terms of the scope of the review and all of that, giving us the legal advice.
Susan, it's Wilson Sonsini, but I don't believe we have any charges in 18.
Is this 18? We have charges in 18.
Okay, so there should be charges in 18. 19. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, any other questions on item C, contracts? All right, item D, the 2018 year-end financial statement and variances report. Do we want to start with your report?
Good afternoon. We're going to review the financial results of 2018 today by taking a look at our sales, our statement of operations, balance sheet, and statement of cash flows. We'll start with our retail sales for the year. We've continued our slow decline in sales. We're seeing year-over-year reductions in sales, and that continued in 2018. They were 2.9% below 2017 and 3.5% below what we had budgeted. Based on this study, I think you guys saw in November, where we're not expecting our loads to increase anytime soon. For 2019, the budgeted number is 1,060 megawatt hours. So we brought the numbers down for the 2019 budget. The next slide is our wholesale sales to Seward, and it's kind of the same pattern, year-over-year declines, with one small exception in 2017. So we were 3.7% below what we had budgeted for the year in wholesale sales. The next slide is our comparative statement of operations, and of course we've declined sales below budget. We would expect to see our operating revenues also below budget. They were down by $12.7 million. The actual column here can be seen on page 46 of your 10K, but there you'll see a comparison to 2017 and 2016 operating results instead of a comparison to budget as we have here. Also on page 29, we have a more detailed breakdown of the operating revenues between retail, wholesale, economy, and other. Much of our budget variance was offset by reduced fuel expenses, down $11.4 million, which was then offset a little bit. We were over $2.5 million in purchase power, primarily to increase sales. Purchases from Fire Island, and we purchased more power than anticipated from NEA. Our total operating expenses were $11.6 million below budget. Our net operating margins were $1.5 million, and we ended the year with $5.4 million in margins, which was about $1.8 million below what we had budgeted. The next slide is a pie chart showing our $197 million in operating and interest expense and kind of how it's allocated out. A full 39% of our expenses are made up of fuel and purchase power, which are the largest categories. The areas where we have the most control are between the 35% between administrative and general and production expenses. And in that area for the year, our expenses were about $244,000 below budget. The next slide is the asset side of our balance sheet. This is on page 44 of your 10K. Not a whole lot of change here over the year. We added plant of $11.6 million, but that our depreciation exceeded our additions to plant, so our net utility plant went down by $2.7 million. Relatively minimal changes in here. Our deferred charges are up $4.9 million. Mostly that's our deferred costs related to the acquisition of MLMP. Overall, our total assets declined $8.9 million, which is really about a 1% change year over year. Next, we have our liabilities and other credit side of the balance sheet, which is on page 45 of your 10K. Once again, not a whole lot of change here. We paid down our bonds for $26 million. Our commercial paper was up by $11 million at the end of the year. The patronage capital payable went down by $5.4 million over because in December we paid MEA $3.4 million in capital credits and Homer $2 million. Not a whole lot of big changes here either. And we have our statement of cash flow, which is on page 47 of your 10K. We start with our assignable margins from slide 5 of $5.4 million. Add back depreciation and amortization of $35 million. With some changes in operating assets and liabilities, our cash provided by operating activities was just under $40 million. We used that cash primarily for extension and replacement of plant of about $27 million. We are required now to break out our investment and our proceeds on marketable securities. So those are split out. They're the $7.6 million and the $2.9 million offset. So our investment in marketable securities on a net basis is down about $4.7 million. That's the cash we use to pay the capital credits to MEA and Homer. We also reduced our financing by $17 million. We paid the bonds down, but then we increased our commercial paper by $11 million. On a net basis, the change year over year was $227,000. We started the year with $7.2 million and ended with $7.4 million in cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash. Are there any questions?
Questions from the board. Dr. Henderson.
Yeah, on the two of the charts. Walking in just a couple minutes late, and you're hoping you're not as far along as I think you are. Maybe you're, you know. Page 3, the 5-year sales comparison. It's still, I mean, we're almost through the first quarter, and it's still referencing 18 budget. Any reason? And also, there's also the same thing on that's on Seward and total retail sales, and I suppose it's on.
Go ahead.
Sorry. We're looking at the December 2018 financial statements. So these are the sales that are related to those statements, which is why we're comparing it to the 2018 budget.
No, it's still in March. I would think there'd be some updates.
So I guess the question is, when are we going to have March results?
When are we going to have December, end of the fourth quarter results?
Well, these are the fourth quarters.
It says budget. It says retail. They all say retail except for 18 is budget.
18 is also in red. The actual is that is in red.
I'm sorry, but this says budget.
Right. The blue band on the far right is the budget, and the red next to it is 2018 actual. So you have actual for 14, 15. Are there any other questions?
Do we have an estimate for any of the finances this year yet?
Actually, the high-level estimates I got is January came in about 2.7% over budget, and February came in about 3% over budget on sales.
On sales, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, that sounds good. I mean, depending on what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, at this time in our agenda, we have arrived at the potential executive session. I will entertain a motion for executive session.
I will move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175C1, and 3, the Board of Directors, Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the executive session, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, we're in executive session. All right. We are now on to new business. Item A. And do we have a motion about accepting the audit?
I will move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend that the Board of Directors approve the 2018 independent audited financial statements of Chugach Electric Association, Inc., and footnotes as presented by KPMG and management.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Motion carries. Okay, do we have a motion regarding the 10K?
Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend to the Board of Directors that management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10K by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the document which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Ms. Stewart and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the board in writing of any material or significant changes.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, entertain a motion about our audit services from KPMG.
Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the retention of KPMG for audit services for FY 2019 in accordance with the fees outlined in KPMG's contract due to expire April 15th, 2021.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And how about a motion on capital credits?
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve a capital credit retirement as discussed in executive session.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and one more about commercial paper.
Madam Chair, I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate fees and finalize the terms and conditions of the renewal of Chugach's commercial paper backstop facility as discussed in executive session. The agreement will remain confidential until finalized. It's
been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much, directors. We'll move on to director comments. There's no other new business to attend to, right? Good. Okay. I'll start with members of the committee. Director Henderson.
This is the area that I enjoy. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you. Director Hollis?
I think it was a good session today. And thank you for moving it along. Thank you, staff, and all the support that you provided. On target here for us.
I'll just say my thanks to you know, audit reports and good positioning ourselves, you know, to be financially strong. So busy and keep up on all of it and presentations to us are. Really great and very
informative.
Thank you. Dr. Crawford. So we laugh in our family about the Crawford family rule that we have to remain flexible and adapt to the situation, and it seems to me that you're doing a fine job of adapting to the situations as they come up.
I just want to really appreciate the results that came out on the audit that we had. I mean, it's really directly related to Sherry, you and your team all working together. It's nice to see, Lee, all of your team involved. So I appreciate that. And then I'm going to plug one thing for tomorrow. We have an operations meeting, and there is a component about KPIs. Please spend a little time reviewing and collecting your thoughts on those.
I just want to thank the team. I mean, you guys did fantastic on the audit. There was a lot of work, and a lot of work when there's a lot of other things going on as well. So my hats off to the team for a great job. So thank you. And again, absolute great questions from the board. So I appreciate that.
Great. And I can add nothing to the comments of my fellow directors or the CEO, but an additional thank you to the team for the tremendous amount of work, the leadership, the foresight, the attention to details, the thinking ahead. It really is phenomenal work that's accomplished here at Chugach, and the finance team is just amazing. So with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
All those in favor?
Seconded.
Oh, second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.